Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I went to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
My kids' school's production. It's on at the moment. Jarvis, my eldest son, he plays Willy Wonka.
Uh-huh.
And my son Jagger plays Grandpa Joe. And I've got to be totally honest with you. As a parent, you have moments with your kids, okay? We see them every single day.
Yeah.
and we deal with the ups and the downs uh-huh. and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you have these moments as parents where you see your kids in a different light.
Yeah.
They surprise you. They catch you off guard. And I was caught off guard last night, just on a totally personal level. You know, I just saw my own kids in a different light, and it actually moved me. I was sitting in the audience going, I'm so proud of these guys.
Yeah.
I really felt, you know, it was just, and it's a total personal thing. It's not me going, oh, they're this, that, and the other. I personally felt like I just saw my kids in a total different light. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, heart swelling with pride.
My heart swelling with pride. And look, it's a great production. If you get a chance, it's at Tiggs. Jarvis came out onto the stage as Willy Wonka and did the opening address to the audience.
My name is Willy Wonka. I make chocolate. Quite simply, the greatest invention in the entire history of the world. Whoever could there be who doesn't love the tickling, fantastical taste of a sweet bar of chocolate?
Oh, he's very
good. That's Jarvis.
That's awesome.
That is Jarvis. And Jarvis is a shy fella, generally.
Yeah.
He's quiet.
He's quite reserved, but he's obviously come out of his shell. That's so, I reckon every parent can relate to that, though. And whether it's your kids in a performance or they get their first goal or anything like that, you just get, your heart just swells and you're just like, oh my God, that's so amazing.
And you know the funny thing about it as well, when your kids do things like this, you find yourself smiling.
Yeah.
And you're kind of, you mentally, you see yourself in your own mind, you kind of go, I'm just sitting here with a big smile on my face like a twit. But you're kind of overcome.
Yeah.
You're genuinely overcome. And it was a beautiful moment. And I know there's going to be parents all over the Illawarra who are going to do things all weekend, like you say, sport and events. And these little moments, they're what you want to savor. You want to hold on to those little moments. They're really special.
That's right. Because parenting, it's a hard slog.
It is.
It's a hard slog, but it's moments like that where you just go, oh, this is what it means to be a parent. This is the joy that you can have.
Yeah. That
and
is right.
You have got a fistful of tickets. You're going to pretty much every show, proud dad.
I am
dad,
going
aren't you?
Every show. I'm that guy. I am that guy.
I just want to play you this little bit. Damien slipped me this early this morning, but you want there's over 110 kids involved.
110 kids.
Live band. It sounds amazing. Here's a little bit of the main track.
We all know
good.
Great. Look,
they sound really good.
They're great. Really, congrats to them all. It's fantastic. And actually, the same goes for anyone in the Illawarra. I have to say, in the Illawarra, the commitment to music and acting and all the rest, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We have a lot of it here in the community. It's really, really cool.
Illawarra, the show's all weekend, matinees, all that kind of thing. Get involved. Check it out at TIGS. Details at wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A short while ago, we did an in-ear challenge. The way this works is, I give you an earpiece and I send you off to a location and then you have to do every single thing that I tell you in your earpiece.
That's right.
And you cannot deny it. You've got to do it. All right.
Yeah. So
and
it's your chance to play Puppet Master.
Puppet Master. That's it exactly.
No, you love it. You love it. Oh, the other hand.
No. I got to say, you know, You do an amazing job because you're willing to do anything.
That's true.
And that's what I like. So yesterday I sent you off to Fernwood Women's Gym there in Winoona, which looks very schmick. It's their seventh birthday now at the moment.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So I thought, you know, stuff it. They're having a birthday party. You may as well go and crash their birthday party. Yeah. When I got you there, you put on your earpiece.
Yeah.
And I instructed you on where to go. You were sent straight into a spinning class. Now, I don't know if you, Dean, have you ever been to a spinning class?
Bike class, yeah, they're good. They're good fun.
Okay, it's a full room.
Yeah.
It's a full room with all people on bikes and they're all pumping and raring to go.
Usually a small room.
It's usually a small room.
It's tight and cozy.
Confined space.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be quite intimidating. But I thought you needed to get up in front of the entire class, go up to the instructor and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jade. This is my first spin class.
Can you tell her and the whole class that you've had a vindaloo last night and it started to repeat?
Look, I did have a vindaloo last night, and it's starting to repeat, so it's probably good that no one's near the front with me.
You're feeling a bit gassy. Tell them all.
I'm feeling a little bit gassy, yes. Yes.
Well, look, you don't want to be...
all these women are looking up at me just going, who the heck is this lady?
I hats off to you. You always commit to this 100%. Okay, so eventually you went back down to your bike and you got on the bike and, look, the music wasn't that good, was it, Jade? mainly because we asked them to turn it down, especially for this segment,
yes. Okay,
for the prank. But I thought you needed to complain about the music.
I can't hear the music. Oh, okay. All
right. Jade, say, hey, can I sing a song?
Hey, can I sing a song?
This is a singing class.
Say, this music sucks.
This music sucks.
All right. Now, you know what's wonderful at this point? The woman beside you thinks you're an absolute nutter.
Yeah.
And she's laughing at a lot of the things you're doing.
Oh, no, she thinks I'm insane. And I was very entertained for her. The girls at the back of the room, they were like, this too? Is this chick? How rude.
She's disrupted our entire class. And of course, there's loads of other things you did here. There'll be a video on Wave FM. But look, eventually, I just thought, look, you need to just take over this class and get up there and sing a song.
Okay, I'm going to sing you a song, whether you like it or not.
Start singing Cool in the Gang Celebration.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Da-da-da-da. It's the celebration.
Say, come on, everyone.
Come on, everyone. Celebrate good times. Come on.
I just want to give a shout out to the girl who was on my right, who was the only one who joined in the singing. But, hey, I had one person.
She was with you all the way.
She was with me all the way.
All the way. I think when you told her that you just dropped your guts, this is in the video, that was when she turned and said, no. Okay.
Yeah, that was the point that she dropped me like a hot potato. There was the beautiful moment at the end when you said I had to run out of the class holding my backside saying, oh, I'm going to go.
You've got to check out the video. It will be on the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page a little later today. But thank you to all the good sports and a big happy birthday to the entire team at Fernwood Winoona. Yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Early in the day for a hypo.
Oh, no.
An early edition. All right, of the hypo. Hypothetical questions of the week. I've got three quickies. You up for it?
Ready. Yeah. Everyone likes a quickie.
You guys are always...
It's the morning glory.
Always on your...
A quickie's better than a nooey.
You guys are always on your phones. I'm always on my phone. But for you two,
yeah,
you get one text message that gets to be sent to every mobile phone in the Illawarra. What does it say?
Oh, you get to send your own message to the entire Illawarra.
Mm. Bit like we did last Saturday when we had the issues at the substation.
Oh.
Please donate $5 to this bank account.
Oh,
no, I'm joking.
You've
won Lotto.
You want, no, but this is a message from you.
Yeah, but that means everyone's won Lotto.
Are you giving them all the Lotto?
Well, I'm just hoping that New South Wales lotteries will take care of that.
Oh, no, mine would be... Damien Leith and Edith, see you there 21st of September.
I like it.
Take that.
All right. How would the world change if mammals, including humans, all of a sudden started laying eggs instead of giving birth?
I tell you, for starters, there'd be a lot of men going around with sore asses. They get the surprise of the life. What? Yeah. I gotta get this out.
That'd be great, actually.
All these men that actually go, oh, so that's the whole childbirth
thing.
Wow,
it does hurt.
Wow,
it
it's
does
actually,
smart a little.
Yeah, that's a painful thing.
Yeah.
No more C-sections.
Oh, no, it'd be great. Because, I mean, the eggs, like you see them lay an egg and he just kind of goes, pops out.
Actually,
there's no, the chicken's not panting beforehand. They're not screaming or swearing.
Asking for an epidural.
No, they're not doing anything. They just walk along, pop it out, and keep going.
That's it, just carry on.
I like it.
This is as usual.
And our third and final hypothetical question for the week. Your superpower is that you can give phobias to people.
Oh, jeez.
What fun and interesting things would you make people afraid of?
I'd make my kids afraid of lollies and cake. Because after they eat lollies and cake, the next day they're just they're horrible people because of all the sugar. Yes.
That is actually a good answer. I probably would have gone for something like that as well. Because that works in your favour, doesn't it? I mean, that's it. Eliminate tooth decay just in one.
That be great?
Would be awesome. I made them frightened of the TV as well.
And the iPads, they're really and the scary.
Mobile phones, oh no.
All of that stuff's very scary.
Yeah, anything like that.
But they love bedtime.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't be able to get them out of bed. But they hate morning time, so they got to get out. I don't know. It's getting complicated.
Anyway, I like it. The sugar one and the iPads, I like it. That is your hypo, your hypothetical questions of the week.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Hot potato, hot potato. So yesterday, I was telling you about an iconic part of the Illawarra in a nationwide competition, and that is, of course, the Big Potato Robertson.
Mm, that's right.
One of the four finalists in Australia's Shittest Big Thing.
Is that really what the competition's called?
That is exactly what it's called. That's why I have to say that word on the radio. Wow. That is exactly what it's called. We are down to the final four, and I really feel like we need to get behind the Big Potato.
Of course
and
we do.
And to help drive home the love and to help garner your support, I've actually got with us right now one of the owners of the Big Potato, and her name is Sarah Tate.
Oh, Sarah Tate. Did you change your last name to, you know, back up the fact that you have the Big Potato?
Can you believe how poetic it is that our surname is Tate and we own the Big Potato? I should say from the outset, I'm not really one of the owners. I'm one of the owner's daughters, so I'm really just a potato princess. I'm not the owner.
I like it.
That's a great intro music, guys. Thanks so much.
No problems. Look, you know, I feel like that lots of princesses have a castle, but you've actually got a giant potato. How did this acquisition come about for you and your family?
So I grew up in Robertson, so did all my siblings, there's four of us. And, you know, every morning we'd walk from our house to Robertson Primary School and, like, past the Big Potato. And it was just this kind of great thing in our town that when we were little, you could get into the back of and there were doors on the back. And it was always owned by a local farmer. So we just kind of thought it was this glamorous landmark. And then about 10 or 15 years ago, my parents, they own the Friendly Grocer that's on the block attached to the Big Potato.
Yeah.
And they bought the Big Potato there, and they'd always sold the local potatoes, and the block had kind of gone a little bit derelict, and then a local gardener lady, she did it up, and it's beautiful. And so they bought it then, and the source of pride that it is brought to our family, I can't even tell you, especially considering our surname. You know, we'd always been called Spud at school, and I get called Sweet Tatey at work if I'm being nice, Salty Tatey if I'm being mean.
I like it. It was almost like it was meant to be.
Perfect. Now, that's right, it was meant to be.
Now, have you checked out some of the people that you're competing against? Okay, we've got the giant koala.
That looks mad. It looks like it's got rabies. It's scary looking.
The big ant. All right, the big ant in Broken Hill. The big oyster. I've actually seen the big oyster. You know, I've been there. I've checked it out.
The big oyster's kind of beautiful, I think. Ooh. There's something kind of nice about it. Yeah. And also, as for that koala, you know, we've all had rough weekends, haven't we? Like, can't we cut the koala bit of slack?
Now listen, wait a minute.
Been out on the turf.
You're supporting these other people, okay? You're in a competition here, all right?
That's true. I think what I'm supporting really is just the artistic bravery behind them. Like, I for sure would visit that big koala if I was in the town. Oh. But and of course, it's an honour to be nominated, all that stuff. But I think we all know who the most majestic landmark is
It is called Australia's Shittest Big Thing, and to be fair, more than one person has called the Big Potato resembles a poo.
They have said that, and I don't know why they're not just drawing nice comparisons, like it's a really big Easter egg or a really big, like, cake berry chop.
That's right.
Why do they have to go so crass, Jade, you know?
That's
something we all see on a regular basis. We're all familiar with what they look like.
Yeah, that's right. I think
it's true.
So are you guys excited? Are you hoping you would take out the title?
Look, it would be great to have another crown and glory moment. And let's face it, I see that the Captain Cook statue is also in the finals.
Yeah.
Like, haven't we given white men enough accolades. Like, it's time for someone else. Like, little scrappers, little Australian scrappers little to win Australian something.
That's
you know?
Right. I love
Put
it.
Put Robertson on the map.
Exactly.
I mean, we had Babe a couple of years ago. It's time. There are rules again.
Home of Australia shit is big
it's
thing.
Jade, how do we vote?
Okay, well, we've got a link up on our website, and you've got to vote this weekend, okay, because the finals are on right now, and then come Tuesday, it'll be the grand final, and we want our big potato in there.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, Sarah, sure really appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with the voting.
Guys. Hot potato, hot potato. Yeah.
Here we go. Sarah Tate, live in Robertson this morning, one of the family members, owners.
Potato princess.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Wave FM's hoodies for the homeless. We are the people
we've been waiting for. Okay, we kicked this off only a couple of weeks ago and already we've delivered close on 8,000 hoodies, items of clothing to St. Vinny's, and today is the big day where we drive around and pick up a whole stack more.
This is a full-on day. We estimate that today alone we probably will do another 5,000, maybe 6,000 items just today. It's massive. Been a phenomenal response. We're absolutely thrilled. The Illawarra community has just rallied together in such a humongous way to help their people who are doing it tough in our community.
Mm. And there's so many people, we're just talking about it off air, a lot of people that have nowhere to live, can't get into emergency housing, they're living in their cars, they're couch surfing, and not just adults, we're talking whole families, kids, so many people that are displaced, and this winter is a cold one, we've already experienced it. So the fact that we can help out with some winter clothing is so good. It seems like such a little thing to us, but for them it makes such a big difference.
We have put the challenge to a number of our pollies. I know we're heading up to see Ryan Park later today. He's got a mountain at his office. But look who's popped in this morning. Arms absolutely bulging. Member for Cunningham, Alison Burns. Good morning.
Hi.
Member for Wollongong, Paul Scully.
G'day, everyone.
Thank you for joining us again. Last year, you guys were awesome. You rattled up a heap of hoodies from Gladys. So it was
Gladys kicked in last year. And
Tommy P, I think, was treasurer.
He was treasurer.
Last
he was,
year.
Yeah,
Things have changed for him. How'd you go this time in terms of getting some members of parliament
involved? Not too bad.
I backed you in, Scott.
The leader of the opposition, Chris Minns, he chipped in.
Awesome.
So he was able to contribute. And while we couldn't, Ryan and I couldn't get to the treasurer, to the Premier this year. I think it's the guys with guns get a bit nervous around us.
Fair enough, and
we get a bit nervous around them, quite frankly. Ryan and I have our moments, but when guns are involved, no thanks. But we did get the Treasurer. In budget week, getting the Treasurer is pretty good because you can't track a Treasurer down in budget week for love nor money. Good contributions from both sides of the political spectrum.
And you guys have been collecting at your offices locally as well.
We have.
Well, I haven't had an office, unfortunately, until last Wednesday, so I haven't done a lot. I've only brought a couple in. I've been chasing the Prime Minister to get one, but unfortunately he's been to every single state in Australia, plus visited a number of our neighbours overseas.
He's had a bit on.
He's had quite a lot on so far, and I'm not sure if I'm in the bad books after the Dragons flogged the Rabbitohs the other day.
That was ugly at halftime. I'm surprised that he's taking your calls at all.
I know. They taught him a real footy lesson,
But we've had a great response again from the Wollongong community. People are incredibly generous. It just amazes me every time you put the word out to for a contribution. So great response. People dropping into the office regularly over the last couple of weeks. And particular shout out to Danny and the team at West Illawarra, who made a huge contribution to the effort as well. So that's great.
Great. Well, look, a huge thank you to you guys. Huge.
Yeah,
you huge. Often make fun of my huge. Don't you? A huge thank you to yourselves for getting on board again.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate it. Next year, we're getting...
I'll be in next year.
Okay. We'll get Anthony next year, but it's so good to have you guys part of this incredible cause. And, off you go. Off to work. The dynamic duo. My goodness me.
Fabulous. Well, thanks. Daggy duo. I'm not
sure. Dynamic. Dynamic.
Probably closer. But thanks for getting us to be part of it. Thanks, Wollongong, again. And thanks for the guys who do work for those vulnerable in the community every single day. Imam Foundation, Homeless Hub, St. Vinny's, SASSI, Southern Youth and Family Services, doing it every day, all day.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Alison. Thank you, Paul Scully.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Much. Thank you.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Hoodies for the homeless.
We
are the people we've been
waiting for. Well, we are in the final wrap-up today. We are going to all the locations in the Illawarra where there are still hoodies being collected, and we're going to put them into the boots of our cars, into the Wave FM van, and we're going to drop them all off at St. Vinny's. It's been an incredible response. We've had nearly about 8,000 units already dropped off at St. Vinny's.
That's hoodies and
scarves and
blankets.
All sorts of stuff.
And we've been getting visitors all morning. In fact, we've got a crowd full of people that have just come in, and a dog as well. Now, Damien, you seem to know each other. I'm a little bit in the dark here.
Okay. Debbie Organ, she was on the show actually on Tuesday. Now, Debbie and I go back, way back, but more recently last year. We did the sleep out last year, and we got chatting. And you told me the story about John, a man that you met on the streets in Sydney who had lost his dog. This poor individual was homeless, and his dog had run off down the street because John had been attacked. Yeah, yeah. Tell us more about this, because Jay wasn't here.
Morning, guys. How are you? Well, nice to meet you, Jay.
Good to meet you, too.
So John had been beaten up. It was June 2013. He'd been beaten up. Teenagers beat him up and beat up the dog, and the dog had taken off, right? So it was a pet rescue ad. We're looking for this homeless man's dog, and he was walking around with signs, and the search was on in Sydney for the little lost dog.
Yeah, right.
Being a big animal lover, I opened the ad, yeah. And I recognised John. So I'd never spoken to him, but he used to sit in front of Myers in Pitt Street Mall. So I went back on this ad and said, look, I know where John sits. If the dog's taken off, it's gone up Pitt Street. So little Carrie, he named it Carrie because he used to carry it everywhere, has either been run over or somebody's got the dog. So I put up a reward and he got his dog back the next day. So the following day I went and introduced myself. Hi, I'm Debbie. You've got your dog back, blah, 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 blah. And I sat on the streets for 3 hours talking to John about how he ended up there and so on and so forth. And as I left, he gave me his milk crate and he said, nobody's spoken to me in 3 weeks. Will you please come back next Friday and talk to me? So for the next 4 years, every Friday I sat on the streets and got to meet various people on the streets that were homeless and interviewed them and chatted to them and so on and so forth. I couldn't take John home because he wasn't probably a sound mind. He had his own issues. My son was doing his HSC. So I went looking for how do I find John a home?
Yeah.
And the response I got from the homeless shelters and institutions were, we'll give him a bed of a night as long as he puts the effing dog down. Yeah. So I didn't like the answer.
Yeah.
They came off second best from that answer. So I did that for some years, and then in 2017 I got a call that we from Sydney University Vet that we had this dog, and I said, where's the owner? We don't know. I had my number around the dog's neck, and John was critical in RPA and needed an operation. There was 98% chance that John wasn't going to make it, but I said, well, let's operate and see how he goes. And they said, well, we can't. He's not of sound mind. We need someone to sign the consent forms. I said, give me the forms. And they said, well, to do that, you need to become his legal guardian. I found myself sitting in front of three judges. I became his legal guardian. He survived the operation, obviously, but they said he'd never walk or use his hands again. And by the way, he belongs to you now. So an interesting position I found myself in.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate, pulled some strings. I got John into a nursing home 4 minutes from me.
Yep.
I've got Carrie. Here's Carrie here today. I've still got Carrie.
Look at her.
Yeah. And I'm John's legal guardian. They just forgot to tell John that he'd never walk or use his hands again. So he's doing gangbusters, except during COVID he did get a diagnosis of liver cancer, which is very disappointing.
Yeah.
And really tough to get him into medication during lockdown and such like. But so far so good. He's going gangbusters. He's doing well. I spend my weekends with John and my mum, and obviously Carrie's here.
Yeah.
Now, so
that's
my story.
You are the head honcho, the CEO of Oaklads Bolo, beautiful little club.
Beautiful
there
club,
around the corner
thank
from
you.
My place,
yes,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Yes.
And the Illawarra Yacht Club.
The Illawarra Yacht Club.
You promised us, in Jade's absence, Jade was off on Tuesday, you promised us, I think, 100 hoodies.
I said I was probably good for 100 hoodies.
I think it was 50, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I've got an amazing team at the club, and I've got our chairman, Neil, and gangbuster Leanne here is one of our staff members.
Yeah.
We went to the community and Leanne ran a raffle. Bless the community who donated prizes. We raised $12,000 from the raffle.
Whoa.
And our team slept out the other night. These guys all slept out, including our directors. Yeah. They slept out on Wednesday night. So we're probably, with 3 weeks' notice, we've probably raised about
$20,000. Oh, my God.
That
so
is amazing.
With us, we have bought 250 brand-new hoodies.
Wow.
And 75 brand-new pairs of track pants.
Oh, wait a minute. Jesus.
Awesome.
We went to over 300 items.
How
oh
good is our
goodness.
Community yeah, and how good are our members right. and guests? Seriously, yeah. They all donated. It was fantastic. Team
that
effort. And
phenomenal.
Cheers to Leanne, hey? How good is Leanne?
Yeah, good work, Leanne.
Well done,
oh,
Leanne.
Nice one,
thank
Leanne.
You, crew.
That is absolutely amazing. All the boxes are in our reception. It's just phenomenal. Yeah. Really and truly above and beyond. It's going to go. And all that gear is brand spanking new.
It's all brand new. Our thanks to Target, who also came in with a discount to help us out. But seriously, homelessness is such an increasing issue. And as was said, rents down here are eye-watering.
Yeah.
And what I did was extreme, but if you see somebody on the streets, saying hello makes all the difference to their day, seriously. Yeah. And people don't know what to say, so they keep walking.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, look, Debbie and all the crew that you've brought in this morning, hey, thank you very much, guys. And Illawarra, if you get a chance this weekend, pop into the Oak Flats Bolo or the Yacht Club and say good day to the team and support the clubs.
give them
a big cheer for the great work they've done.
Thanks,
helping
guys.
Us.
Lovely to see you, Damien.
Yeah, good
see you guys.
Thanks, and Carrie, of course.
And little Carrie. Yeah. Our star of the day.
The final wrap-up, the final day to get the donations in for Hoodies for the Homeless.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.